Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Things might get a little awkward on the show today. Like, if you're listening and you're like, Stacey and Clayton seem off. I forgot that today is Stacey's birthday. Totally forgot. Slipped my mind.
I'm angrily sipping my coffee right now.
Happy birthday, Stacey Cooper.
Thanks, Clayton.
She's turning 27 today.
Plus a bunch of years.
I totally forgot until our friend truck driver Ed called in and wished you a happy birthday. Yeah, so.
My coworker, my work husband forgot.
Yep, sure
We've
did.
We've been working together for what, 3 years now?
3.5.
Something like that, almost 4.
I can't believe you forgot how long we've been working together. Unbelievable.
Don't try and flip this around.
That was worth a shot.
You have a bit of an excuse that I'm not going to, like, I don't really care. Like, I'll be fine today. I will maybe seem a little hurt, but I'll be fine.
On the outside, yeah. Inside, you are crying. Crying.
But you were saying your family just isn't really like a birthday family.
No.
So you're not used to, making someone feel special on the day they were born.
Well, see, that's the thing. There's guilt trip number one. I'm keeping track
one.
Today.
I think that was like 3.
I'm keeping track today of all the guilt trips that you're going to give me. No, my family, not a big birthday family. We still had birthday parties when we were kids and we did the cake thing. It's not like my parents were like, no happiness allowed on your birthday. It wasn't like that. We just didn't really care. I don't know. We weren't a...
So you didn't get, like, your mom wasn't like, okay, Clayton, it's your birthday. What's your favorite meal? I'm going to make it for you for supper.
I'd get that, yeah.
Okay.
Like, as a kid, I'm talking like up until I was about 11 years old.
I'm going to my mom and dad's for lunch today and having a birthday lunch.
Must be nice.
It's great.
Must be nice.
It's really great.
No, we never did that. Like, as soon as we turned 13 in our family, it's like, don't care about your birthday. Whatever. Like, we don't even text each other on our birthdays.
What?
Seriously, we're not a big birthday family. And when we tell people that, we get this exact response. Are you freaks?
Monsters.
We're a bunch of weirdos over there, right? It was funny because when truck driver Ed called in and said it was your birthday, I tried to play it off like I remembered. I'm like, happy birthday, Stacey. I tried to give you my 7-Eleven brand cherry soda as a birthday gift.
That is the worst.
Tried to play it off like, I picked this up for you on the way to work. Didn't work,
no,
by the way. But
not at all. Our caller 10 this morning is Brenda. Just a real quick question for you, Brenda.
Yes.
Have you ever forgotten the birthday of somebody close to you, like a really good friend, maybe a really close coworker?
Okay.
I have, and it's not a nice thing.
Oh, interesting. Just pointing that out because Clayton forgot my birthday today.
That's not good.
Hey, Elsa, let it go.
Okay. Good one. I'm fine, though. I'm totally fine. My feelings are not hurt because Clayton has wished me happy birthday like 5 times since then, so it's all good.
And I regret it because it's been like a 2.5-hour pity party featuring Stacey Cooper. You forgot my birthday. I tried to give you my 7-Eleven soda this morning as a gift, and you rejected me, so.
I will clean the oil off my driveway with that later if you want. Drawing attention to your birthday is always, I've thought, kind of like a weird thing to do because usually you just assume people remember.
Usually you just assume people remember. I'm not a big birthday person. I've said that a bunch on Cruise Mornings, and it's because I was born on January 4th, and no one cares about birthdays for like 2 weeks after New Year's because you just had all your Christmas celebrations, and then you have New Year's and New Year's Eve on top of that. After that, you're like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do a thing for the next week and a half. Oh, Clayton's birthday? Don't care. I don't even care about my birthday. Like, by January 4th, I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't want any cake or food or anything. I've partied for 3 weeks in a row.
I guess. That's kind of the thing.
That's my hypothesis. Anyone born between, like, December 27th and January 8th, they don't like their birthday. They don't even care. Because no one else cares. And that makes you not care. You're tired. It's always dark. It's cold. You're like, ugh.
Okay, this got really depressing.
There's another Cruise FM out there. In Edmonton, our sister station, 95.7 Cruise FM. Those guys on the morning show, Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and Jimmy, they've been tracking the amount of... naked reports that have been reported to police in Edmonton, because apparently it's a big deal.
Significant.
Like 80 reports of naked guys just running around Edmonton. So we have them on the line right now, Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and Jimmy. Like, what's going on in Edmonton right now? What are your theories? Why are so many naked guys running all over your city?
And women.
What?
There are some ladies. We got some ladies out there. This is not just dudes. Yeah.
I thought this was one guy.
No. We're at 80 for this year.
The other day we had a woman running around with a lightsaber, completely naked.
Okay.
She was number 70.
We tried to hook her up with Jimmy.
Is this a club that they belong to?
No, it's just random nakedness. We are referring to it as the naked pandemic. For some reason, Edmonton has always had a large number of people that decide to gear down and run through the streets of the city.
Hmm.
It's a common thing. And this year, for whatever reason, due to the stress of COVID, but it started before that, Grant, because
it started right in the new year.
Yeah, like January, February, we started to realize that the numbers were significantly higher. And the only reason we know about them is because there's this guy that sits in front of a
police scanner
all day.
Wow.
And he tweets everything that they put out. So we follow this guy. We started realizing there was a significant number. So we were asking this person behind this Twitter account, can you give us an update on how many we're at? And it started to climb. And we're at 80 now.
Yesterday we had 80.
We're pushing to get to 100 here. That's what our goal is. And we want to get Gretzky to hit 99.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll happen. Gretz will be down for that, for sure. Just lost his Toronto restaurant, but yeah, he'll be running around naked in the streets for sure.
Here's a question, though. Are you guys going to,
add to the numbers? Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, let's say it's December 30th, and you're at 99,
yeah,
and you want 100. Are we going to see Grant Johnson's Chris Farley bod just running up and down White Avenue?
It'll probably be Jimmy. It's usually what he does. He likes to get naked.
I am the stripper on the show.
Cruise FM, great hits and the best rock ever. We're laughing. It's Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton, by the way. Every time that song plays, 3 a.m. by Matchbox 20, we both just belt out the baby part for some reason.
But who enjoys it more?
Oh, me.
Definitely.
Baby! Why do I sing it like Scott Stapp from Creed? Every single time. I don't get it.
Doing that voice.
I really do.
He's got such a smile on his face.
Fun fact. On this day, 5 years ago, this happened. Now, if Scott Stapp were to do that home run call, Batista with the drive! Deep left field! No doubt about it!
Yeah.
And I must be lonely. I know that's Rob Thomas, not Scott Stapp. Whatever. This got weird. That moment right there is one of those where were you when moments. You have like the best where were you when Batista did the bat flip moment.
Yes. 5 years ago on this day, it was my birthday. And Sean and I, my husband, we were at Winston's. And we had gone out for dinner, and then we were like, let's get some drinks. This is pre-Fiona, so we were like, carefree and whatever. Anyway, having a couple of bevvies at the old Winston's English Pub and Grill, Kenny and Spenny were in town. They were doing a show, I think at Louis, I'm not quite sure, regardless. They were in the corner, and we were sitting right next to them. It was super packed in there. Everyone's watching the Jays game. Spot opens up at their table, and we're feeling a little brave. We're like, hey, do you mind if we sit at your table? Nope, they had no problems. Kenny ended up going upstairs because he was too tired, and Spenny and the manager, we all hung out together and watched the Jays game.
Oh, that's so cool.
Got a picture with him. It was just, again, it's like not the biggest moment ever, not the biggest celebrity, but it was a really fun birthday, and I'll never forget it. It was super cool.
Kenny versus Spenny is one of the best Canadian television shows of all time. Like, Schitt's Creek is
okay,
up there,
good.
Obviously. Ooh. Yeah, but Kenny versus Spenny, I put it top 10. It's a great show. Had like 7 seasons. Okay. Now, Spenny, he was the guy that got ripped on that show. Like,
the
he
little
was,
guy?
No, he was the square. Spenny is the big tall guy, Spencer Rice. Kenny Hotz was the little guy that messed with Spenny the whole time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, was Spenny like cool in real life? Because I heard that he kind of played up his nerd character on the show.
He was not as I expected. He was very quiet, which...
He was on the show.
He was on the show, but he was aloof, very aloof, just kind of like, yeah, I'm done, I'm out of here, I'm tired, and he left.
I guess when you're on the road for like 3 months and you got a bunch of random strangers always coming up to you, hey, can I sit at your table? I'd pretty over it too.
Yeah. We don't have basement furniture. It's literally a big old space with no comfy couches or anything.
You know, you can just go on Buy and Sell or Kijiji and get a bunch of free couches, right?
I don't know how I feel about free couches from strangers. Free couches from family or friends? Sure.
Okay.
But not from strangers. No offense, strangers.
What if the ad is very honest, though? I'm trying to get rid of my basement furniture.
Okay.
But I still want to make a little bit of money on it. But I'm looking on Kijiji, I'm looking on Facebook Buy and Sell, there are so many free couches.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to basement couches that are like, okay, a couple stains here and there, it's like 6 years old, you can't get any money for those anymore because there are so many. The market is saturated.
They depreciate in value pretty quick.
So, if you are trying to sell a couch, do you just have to post it for free? Like, is that the only way you're taking a used basement couch?
I think so. I wouldn't charge people money for a used basement couch.
No? Mine's still in good shape. Like, it's one of those old, big, comfy couches, okay, you know? It's not one of the fancy ones where you sit on it and it's like, is this wood? Like, no, like the big pillows and they're so comfy.
How many bums and farts have been on that couch?
2.
That is a lie.
Times 80.
That is a lie.
Lots.
That's my problem, right? Is that you just don't know the history of that couch.
Mm-hmm.
And charging someone for that unknown history, I just don't think it's a good move.
What do we say all the time here on Cruise Morning, Stacey? You gotta risk it for the biscuits.
For the biscuit.
Risk it for the biscuits. In this case, no. Don't risk it for the biscuit. The biscuit's not worth it. The biscuit is dry and gross, so don't. You got to look at the pros and cons. Pros, you're getting a free couch.
That is true.
Con, you might catch something. I had 3 politicians knock on my door yesterday.
Ooh.
And for some people, nightmare. They hate answering the door. They hate talking to politicians.
I panic when I hear the doorbell. Because first of all, I usually, like... If you're ringing my doorbell, chances are I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are I'm not going to answer the door. I'm sorry. It's just like my phone. If my phone rings, mm-hmm. I'm like, who's calling me? What is this?
See, I have a dog and my dog barks exactly 2 times every time the doorbell rings. So you blew my cover, Kipper. You blew my cover. But here's the thing. I actually like talking to politicians that go door to door because... Sometimes I'm on the fence about who I want to vote for, and those moments right there when you can actually physically talk to the person, you're not just seeing them on a computer screen or a pamphlet or whatever, mm-hmm. you can actually kind of tell what kind of person they are. I like to feel I'm pretty good at reading people, and that's where I get the chance to do that. So it's kind of weird when they're standing 8 feet away from you because of all COVID rules. You feel like you have to yell at them.
Hey!
So what do you think about the school district? You can't really do that. But I don't know. I, for some reason, that's one of my nerdy things. I love it when politicians knock on my door. We can talk politics and I can kind of ask my weird, silly questions. Sometimes I like to maybe make a funny or keep them on their toes.
Right.
Back to my dog, though. My dog hated one of the people. So one of the candidates, it was 2 people for the local election, like running in my ward, and then there was one running for MLA, like the provincial one.
Yeah.
My dog just hated this one candidate.
Oh, no!
Hated them! And like just wouldn't stop barking, put her in the backyard, nothing, trying to climb the fence.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, what is going on? She had beef jerky in her pocket.
Okay.
Because as she's walking around, she gets hungry. It's like a little, like, you know, snack.
See, she's trying to win over your dog,
exactly.
Too.
Like, I was like, that's pretty smart right there.
This is great news. Well, unfortunately, because of COVID, the Girl Guides of Canada have had to change how they sell their cookies. Because, of course, way back in the day, they actually did used to come to your door. That was always a treat. And now they basically sell them through coworkers. Like, if you have a daughter who is a Girl Guide, you come to work with a box and you're like, okay, who wants them? They'll set up shop at the mall, sometimes outside of a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Some little entrepreneurs have also been setting up shop outside of cannabis stores. Very smart.
Great business idea.
But what they're doing now, again, because of COVID, they aren't able to do those setups in person. They're selling the cookies online.
For the first time ever, hey?
Yeah.
I love how the Girl Guides have been kind of old school with selling these cookies because everyone's doing the online thing, hey? It's always been kind of nice seeing them at the mall and at a bunch of different places around town. I've always kind of liked that, but with everything going on, I mean, this was their only option.
Yeah, and it makes sense because now you don't have to feel stupid when you really want to buy like 5 boxes from them, but yeah, you feel bad, so now you can just buy them online and it's not a problem.
Unpopular opinion time. Girl Guide cookies, they're tasty, don't get me wrong, but a little overhyped.
Yeah,
don't
probably.
Get, now, I know, I sound awful right now, but just before we get into this, though, I buy Girl Guide cookies every single year because I want to support the Girl Guides.
Yeah.
And yes, they're tasty, but some people think like Girl Guide cookies are like the number one cookie in the world.
I heard this rumor, and I'm pretty sure it's true, that a vanilla Girl Guide cookie, which is the best one,
mm-hmm,
tastes just like a golden Oreo.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Which...
Oh, mind blown.
Yeah, so you don't need to necessarily get your fix of Girl Guide cookies online. But regardless, supporting the Girl Guides is always a good thing.
Exactly.
And eating cookies at home and in private is a good thing too.
I think the reason I'm a little salty when it comes to Girl Guide cookies, like you touched on before, I've always worked in a place where someone has a Girl Guide in their family and they always come to the office and they always do that lap once a week during Girl Guide cookie season. Hey, Tim, just checking in if you want any Girl Guide cookies this year. And it's like, oh, man, like, I don't
know. Yes, I do.
Well, they really want to go on this trip this year, and they really need the funds. They guilt trip you, hey? And you're like, okay, I'll take 3 boxes. Kevin in accounting actually ordered 6. Oh, well, I guess I'm getting 6, aren't I?